Can you hear me? Lorenzo read some translations, so I thought I'd read some translations. I didn't write these translations. They were written by this 12-year-old girl named Jamie Smith. And she was, when she wrote these translations, she had run away from high school and to the East Village, and these two guys had come into her apartment and sort of taken her away and locked her up in this room. She was being trained to be a whore, locked up in this room, like around Sutton Place, I think it was. And she had nothing to do in this room, you know? And one day she found some paper and some pencils, so she started to write. And these are what she wrote. But she didn't know how to write poetry. She was real dumb and she was only 12 years old. So all that was in her mind, that's all she could write. She just wrote kind of what she had been forced to do as when she was a student back in high school, that is, translate this Latin guy named Propertius. So she remembered bits of the translation, so she wrote them down and called them poetry. But she, at this point in her life, like this, there was this Persian slave trader, this white slave trader, and he was training her to be a whore. And she went through a lot of different things about him, like feelings. And she decided at this point she was in love with him. So these are love poems to the Persian slave trader. Also, if you're sitting way in the back, why don't you come in front, because I like to see who the hell I'm using. It's nice, you know, like being a stripper. This poem's called The Diseased. I want all of you out there to shut up. I'm gonna live the ways we wanna live. What do you want of me now, liver, blood, gut? The only thing left is madness. You two are gonna drive yourself to the pits. You're gonna walk on coals through blazing fires. You're gonna drink down the world's most painful poisons. Because that's what wanting love is. My man, he isn't like other men. He can keep you in prison. He can make you do anything. I know why all of you want him. But worse, what happens if my slave trader, for some stupid reason, happens to like you? Then you're screwed. No more sleep, nor will he let you keep your eyes. No compulsions alone can fetter course's wildness. How many times a spineless being you'll run to all the weaky friends you formerly despised? Tremulous sorrow will arise with tears shuddering. Warts and pimples and fleas will appear on your skin. All your wishes will go. Words are no more. You'll never again know who you are. You'll learn to serve him, girl. To be whatever he wants. To disappear whenever he wants you to go. You'll learn why people who want to die. Why the whole world are lies. Your rich parents ain't helping. Because love's more powerful than social climbing. But even if small, you have given footsteps of your failure. How quickly from such a reputation you'll become a murmur. Not I then, I will be able to comfort to hear to you asking you. Because I'm sick too. At this point, sicker than you. My disease is forever. I know no comfort. Since we're both maniacs, let's be nice to each other. I, myself, want to live. I want to burn. All I ask is no one loves me in return.